如果我说阿司匹林清
If I say aspirin
青霉素
Penicillin
布洛芬
Ibuprofen
都没做过临床试验
This hasn't been done in a clinical trial
临床一期二
Clinical stage 1
二期三
Second phase
三期都没做过
I haven't done any of the three phases
什么多中心啊
What's multicenter
随机双盲对照组安慰剂更是一项都没做过
Randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study No one has done anything
你们信吗
Do you believe it
很多人说中药没做过
Many people say that traditional Chinese medicine is not well-developed
临床双盲试验
Clinical double-blind trial
所以无效啊
So it's invalid
那好多外国药也没做过呀
I haven't had much experience with foreign medicines
老外还不是天天吃啊
Aren't foreigners always eating
所谓临床试验啊
Speaking of clinical trials
是按照现代的科学的方法
According to modern scientific methods,
为了能更好地确保药品上市以后有效且副作用可控，所制定的一整套验证流程啊。
A complete set of verification processes have been developed to ensure that drugs are effective and have controllable side effects after being launched.
临床试验一般分三期，一期呢，主要是看人吃了有没有事儿。
Clinical trials are generally divided into three phases, with phase 1 focusing on whether people can take it safely.
主要验证安全性
Primarily verify security.
二期呢，主要是初步验证有效性
The second phase mainly focuses on preliminary validation of effectiveness.
同时呢，探索最佳的用法和用量
At the same time, explore the best usage and dosage.
三期呢是大规模验证疗效和安全。
The three phases are for large-scale efficacy and safety validation.
主要做大样本。
Mainly for large samples.
随机双盲等对照，在统计学层面验证有效。
Randomized, double-blind, and placebo-controlled studies have been shown to be effective in a statistical sense.
通过临床试验了，代表这款药啊，在本期临床试验中
Through clinical trials, this drug has been shown to be effective in this clinical trial.
在特定的实验条件下
Under specific experimental conditions,
对于特定的受试者群体来说
For a specific group of subjects
效果好于安慰剂
Better than placebo
且风险处于可接受范围内
And the risk is within acceptable limits
此外呢不代表任何问题
In addition, this does not mean any problems
既不代表它一定好用
Neither does it mean that it is necessarily good
一定有效
Definitely effective
也不代表它对每个人的效果都好于安慰剂
This does not mean that it is better than a placebo for everyone
同时也不代表在你身上
This doesn't mean that you are not good enough
用药的话
As for medication
风险一定是可接受范围内的、啊、
The risk must be within an acceptable range
这回懂了吧
Do you understand now?
而且对于临床试验呢
And for clinical trials
美国也是1962年反应停事件以后才开始陆续要求的
The United States also started to request gradually after the 1962 reaction to the Cuban Missile Crisis
1987年才正式写入法律的
It was officially written into law in 1987.
所以呢，美国在1987年之前上市的药品有很多。
So, there were many drugs that were available in the U.S. before 1987.
也没有做过完整的临床试验。
No complete clinical trials have been conducted.
这里边不光有阿司匹林。
Here there are not only aspirin,
青霉素
penicillin,
还有布洛芬
also ibuprofen,
还有很多知名的药品啊。
There are many well-known medicines,
比如说地高辛、吗啡、可卡因。
For example, heroin, morphine, cocaine,
华法
valar,
林、氯丙嗪
chlorpromazine,
安定、太原美
trypsin,
新德安，这么多药。
There are so many drugs.
你们总吃过几样吧
？Have you ever tried these?
吃这些药的时候
？When taking these medications?
为啥不怀疑他们做
？Why don't you doubt them?
他们做双盲呢
？Did you do a double-blind study?
所以呀、啊，我建议要求中药做双盲的这帮人先去这些公司。
So.I suggest that those people who want to conduct double-blind studies on traditional Chinese medicine should first go to these companies.
要求他们做一下吧。
Ask them to do it.
他们要是做了的话
If they are going to do it.
我保证啊，咱们中药也做。
I promise we will make medicine.
咱们中国呢，在1984年首部药品管理法中也提出了要做临床试验。
In 1984, China also proposed conducting clinical trials in its first drug management law.
但是呢，由于国际标准还没有定出来。
However, due to the lack of international standards,
所以那时候咱们也没有定出相关的细则。
So at that time, we hadn't established any related details.
1999年
1999,
中国食药监局正式发布临床试验标准
China's National Medical Products Administration, NMPA, has officially released clinical trial standards.
中国正式进入现代
China formally entered the modern era.
临床时代比美国晚了十多年。
The clinical trials were more than 10 years behind the United States.
也没办法。
There's nothing I can do.
谁让咱们那时候落后呢
？Actually, at that time, we were lagging behind.
晚点就晚点吧。
I'll be there later.
2017年。
2017,
中国加入了 ICH, 就是国际人用药品注册技术协调会。
China joins ICH, which is the International Council for Harmonization of Technical Requirements for Pharmaceuticals.
临床试验管理规范与欧美完全接轨啊。
Clinical trial management standards are completely aligned with those in Europe.
数据国际互认，咱们的老药的逻辑呢，和美国的逻辑是一模一样的。
The logic of international data exchange is the same as that of the United States.
1999年立法前的老药基本都没有做过三期。
In 1999, before the law was passed, the basic traditional Chinese medicine, such as saposh, had not been processed.
这里边不管是中药还是西药
Here, whether it's traditional Chinese medicine or Western medicine,
仿制药还是原研药
generic drugs or original drugs.
所以说无论古今中外呢是否过了临床试验
So, whether it has passed clinical trials, regardless of whether it's ancient, modern, or foreign,
从来都不是一个药
It's never been a drug.
是否可以销售，是否有效的唯一标准啊
？Can only be sold if it is valid.
接下来咱们讲讲中药的临床试验吧。
Next, let's talk about clinical trials of traditional Chinese medicine.
老粉都知道哈。
Old fans know.
我爸妈都是医生。
My parents are doctors.
我曾经也在北京一个 CRO 公司工作过一年多啊。
I used to work in a CRO company in Beijing for over a year.
接触过一些临床试验。
I have had some experience with clinical trials.
所以今天就简单讲解一下。
So, today I will briefly explain.
相信听完以后能解决你心头不少的疑惑。
I believe that after listening, you will be able to resolve many of your doubts.
说中药之前啊，
Before talking about traditional Chinese medicine,
咱们先把中药分个类啊。
let's first classify the Chinese herbs.
安宫牛黄丸算不算中药啊？
Is Anqin Nihuangwen considered a Chinese medicine?
莲花清瘟算不算中药啊？
Is Lionhua Qingwen considered a Chinese medicine?
复方感冒灵算不算中药啊？
Is compound cold relief a Chinese medicine?
青蒿素算不算中药呢？
Does artemisinin count as a Chinese medicine?
这四种药有三个共同的特点。
These four drugs share three common characteristics.
第一
First,
它们都是中国人发明的。
they were all invented by Chinese people.
第二呢
Second,
原材料都来自于动物。
the raw materials all come from animals,
植物、
plants,
矿物等传统药用资源。
mineral resources and traditional medicinal resources.
第三呢
Third,
他们都有正式的批文批号啊。
they all have official batch numbers and labels.
所以呢，如果这么理解的话
So, if we understand it this way,
这几个药都应该算中药才对啊。
these medicines should all be classified as traditional Chinese medicine.
但实际上不是的，安宫牛黄丸属于标准的传统中药。
But actually, Anqinyu Wong Pill is a standard traditional Chinese medicine.
是传承数百年。
Is a legacy of several centuries.
而且被验证有效的配方，完全按照传统中医理论啊，遵循古法的制作工艺。
Moreover, the validated recipes completely adhere to traditional Chinese medicine theory and follow the ancient methods of production.
审批资质是国药准字 Z 啊。
Approval qualification is the National Medical Products Administration, ZR.
Z 字头呢代表中药，这种古方传统药物呢
Zhen, referring to traditional Chinese medicine and ancient medicinal methods.
它就没有经过临床试验啊。
It hasn't been tested clinically.
类似的药还有速效救心丸。
Similar drugs include aspirin.
啊，六味地黄丸之类的。莲花清瘟呢，属于现代工业化中成药。
As for things like six herbs dye Huangwen, six herbs dye Wang pill, which are modern, industrialized traditional Chinese medicines,
它借鉴了传统中医方剂和核心理论。
It draws on traditional Chinese medicine formulas and core theories.
遵循中医体系。
Following the principles of traditional Chinese medicine.
原料呢也是地道的中药材。
The raw materials are also authentic Chinese medicinal herbs.
但是它采取了现代的提取。
However, it adopted modern extraction,
浓缩
concentrate,
封装等制药
packaging and pharmaceutical.
工艺是传统方剂加现代工业化生产结合的产物。
Craftsmanship is the product of combining traditional Chinese medicine formulas with modern industrial production.
这种属于市面上主流的中成药啊。
This is a mainstream Chinese herbal medicine on the market.
啊，审批资质也是 Z 字头。
Approval qualifications are also Z-headed.
需要特别说明的是
It should be noted that
莲花清瘟通过了严格的国际多中心。
Lotus Kingwen has passed strict international multi-center
随机、双盲、安慰剂、对照等三期临床试验。
Randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled, three-phase clinical trials.
相关试验结果呢，已经刊登在全球顶级期刊啊，《病毒学》杂志上。
The relevant experimental results have already been published in the top-tier journal, the Journal of Virology.
与之类似的也属于现代中药。
Similar ones also belong to modern traditional Chinese medicine.
同时也通过了全球最高标准临床试验的有通心络胶囊。
In addition, it has also passed the global highest standard clinical trials.
多松养心胶囊。
Balsongninyang pill.
奇力养心胶囊等等。
Bolininyang capsules, etc.
所以呢，说中药不做双盲。
So, the argument that traditional Chinese medicine cannot be done in double-blind studies is
不做临床。
No clinical.
纯属谣言啊
Pure rumors
复方感冒灵呢和前面两个还不一样
The multi-component cold medicine is different from the previous two
它是中西药复方制剂啊
It's a compound Chinese and Western medicine formulation
不算纯中药看成分表就能看出来
You can tell by looking at the ingredient list
它里边既有金银花等中药提取物
It contains extracts of medicinal herbs, such as gold thread.
也添加了对乙酰氨基酚
Also added acetaminophen.
马来酸氯苯纳敏这类的化学成分药
Chlorphenamine, a chemical compound of this type.
是典型的中西混搭配方
It's a typical fusion of Eastern and Western cuisine.
这种中西复方制剂啊，统一按化学药管理，批准文号是 H 字头啊。
These Chinese and Western compounded drugs, which are managed according to the chemical drug approval number starting with H.
H 代表化学药，青蒿素呢又不一样。
H represents the chemical drug artemisinin. How is it different?
青蒿素的原材料确实是取自传统的中草药。
The raw materials for artemisinin are indeed derived from traditional Chinese medicine.
黄花蒿研发灵感
Yellow flower research inspiration.
也来自古代中医药典籍
Also from ancient Chinese medical texts.
但是呢，它是科学人员通过现代化技术从草药中分离提纯出来的。
However, it is extracted and purified by scientists using modern technology from herbs.
单一的纯净的化学单体
Single pure chemical monomer.
不保留传统中药的复方配伍和中医辩证理论
Without retaining the traditional Chinese medicine's compound formula and the theory of TCM diagnosis.
它的研发
Its development.
试验审批
Trial approval
全部按照现代化学药标准执行批准文号
All products are manufactured according to modern pharmaceutical standards and have been approved by the relevant authorities
同样也是 H 字头属于化学药
Also, compounds with H as the first letter are also chemical drugs
其实还有一类药也是纯中国人研究出来的。
So there is also a category of drugs that are purely developed by Chinese researchers.
但他们是纯化学创新药啊。
But they are purely chemical innovative drugs.
这种药当然也不能算中药。
Of course, this medicine cannot be considered traditional Chinese medicine.
所以咱们总结一下啊。
So,Let's summarize.
这段敲黑板了啊。
Here's a whiteboard.
在中文语境下
In the Chinese context,
中药和化学药是相对的。
Traditional Chinese medicine and Western medicine are relative.
中药是按照中医理论。
Traditional Chinese medicine, TCM, is based on the theory of traditional Chinese medicine.
用古法或现代方法加工提纯传统植物
Traditional plant processing and purification using traditional or modern methods
动物或者矿物中的原料
Animal or mineral raw materials
最后制成的药品
Final product
根据国家标准来说的话
According to national standards,
中药又分为两种啊。
Traditional Chinese medicine can be divided into two types.
一种是古方中药。
One is a traditional Chinese medicine.
一种是现代中药。
One is modern Chinese medicine.
古方中药呢，是千百年来验证有效。
In traditional Chinese medicine, herbs have been used for thousands of years and have been proven to be effective.
例如安宫牛黄丸啊。
For example, such as Engan Nai Wang Wen.
速效金钱丸等等。
Fast-acting heart medicine, etc.
这种不是过不去临床和随机双盲，是没有必要做啊。
If the clinical and random double-blind test results are not negative, there is no need to do it.
这个属于豁免。
This is an exemption.
类似于保送清华一样。
Similar to getting into Tsinghua University.
因为这种呢，已经被无数的古人和现代人验证过了啊。
Because this has been verified by countless ancients and modern people.
几百上千年来都不知道救了多少人的命了。
It has saved countless lives over the past few hundred years.
没有必要硬走现代的临床试验流程。
There is no need to rigidly adhere to the modern clinical trial process.
如果现在让他们做一次完整的临床试验，
If they were allowed to conduct a complete clinical trial now,
堪称劳民伤财。
A real drain on resources.
首先呢，做一次和莲花清瘟门同级别的啊，国际多中心随机双盲的临床试验的话
，First, we need to conduct a randomized, double-blind, multi-center clinical trial with a level comparable to that of Lion Huer Qingwen.
总经济成本可能要达到两亿人民币左右啊，同时
，The total economic cost may reach around 20 million RMB.
还要消耗大量的时间精力。
I have already spent a lot of time and energy.
这是完全没有必要的。
This is completely unnecessary.
这就跟外国的阿司匹林、青霉素。
This is like foreign aspirin and penicillin.
还有布洛芬是一样的。
Also, ibuprofen is the same.
对于某些人硬要逼着这些古方中药去做临床的
For some people, they insist on using these traditional Chinese medicine formulas for clinical practice.
我有一个建议啊。
I have a suggestion.
就让他们一人出点钱。
They each contributed a little money.
只要他们把钱凑够了。
As long as they can gather enough money.
我负责让这些厂子挨个做。
I'm in charge of making these factories do their work one by one.
不知道大家有没有意见啊
？I don't know if anyone has any opinions.
自己不掏钱。
I don't pay myself.
硬要别人去掏钱。
If someone else had to pay.
做一些没有意义的认证的。
Do some meaningless certifications.
这跟圣母也差不太多了吧。
This is almost as bad as being a virgin.
接着说中药啊。
Continuing to talk about traditional Chinese medicine.
刚说了古方中药可以豁免临床试验。
I just said that traditional Chinese medicine can be exempted from clinical trials.
现代中药呢，却是不能豁免的。
Currently, traditional Chinese medicine cannot be exempted.
刚才举了几个例子啊。
I just mentioned a few examples.
他们都属于创新中药。
They all belong to innovative medicines.
他们都是要按照标准去做临床试验的。
They all need to conduct clinical trials according to the standards.
但是呢，其中有一类也是被部分豁免的。
However, one class is also partially exempted.
就是已经有了长期人用经验的中药。
These are traditional Chinese medicines that have been used for a long time.
可以进行临床试验的部分豁免。
Partial exemptions that can be applied in clinical trials.
比如说唐宁通络片。
For example, Tang Ning Tang Luo Pill.
这个是苗族祖传的糖尿病配方。
This is a traditional recipe for diabetes passed down through the myroethic group.
2014年
Since 2014,
起作为医院制剂
As a hospital,
已经在临床用了十年了。
I have been in the hospital for 10 years.
所以2024年呢，药监局就批准它豁免临床一期、二期试验，直接进入三期试验。
So, in 2024, the Drug Administration Bureau approved his exemption from Phase I and Roman II clinical trials and directly entered Phase Roman III trials.
类似的药物
Similar drugs.
还有益气通窍丸
Also, there are 益气通窍丸
三七颗粒等等
3-7 granules, etc.
还有一些民族药
There are also some traditional medicines.
比如说内蒙的珍宝丸
For example, the Jinjin Wan from Inner Mongolia.
西藏的人情芒蕨也是长期人用豁免了二期直接进入三期的
It is also a king of human relations and has been using the second phase directly to enter the third phase.
还有一种药啊，是中成药的仿制药
There is also a medicine, which is a generic version of a traditional Chinese medicine.
也就是同名同方药啊。
That's the same drug with the same name and origin.
这个是不按新药规则走的。
This is not in accordance with the new drug regulations.
比如说别人做了一个六味地黄丸。
For example, someone made a six herbs pill.
然后你也做一个六味地黄丸。
Then make six flavor pills.
都叫六味地黄丸
All called six ingredient pill.
所以这叫同名同方药。这种药品的临床试验比新药要松一些。
This is what I mean by experimental medicines. They don't need to be as strict.
但至少要做三期临床。
But at least three phases of clinical trials need to be done.
一期、二期是有可能豁免的。
The 172nd period is potentially exempt.
那我们再总结一下。
But let me summarize again.
中药也是要做临床。
Traditional Chinese medicine should also be done clinically.
那但是一部分中药呢，由于长期验证有效。
However, some traditional Chinese medicines have been proven effective through long-term validation.
所以对临床进行了豁免。
Therefore, a clinical exemption was granted.
免，还有一些同名同方药呢，也是进行了减。
There are also some other drugs with the same name and manufacturer that have been simplified.
话，我再举一个例子吧。
Let me give another example.
比如说银翘片吧。
For example, silver willow leaf pills.
老银翘片属于传统中药。
Old silver willow leaf belongs to traditional Chinese medicine.
用的是清朝的老方子。
Using old Qing dynasty recipes.
它有着民间长期的经验啊。
It has a long-standing folk tradition.
上个世纪八十年代就上市。
It was listed in the 1980s.
是了，那个时候啊，也没有临床试验这一。
At that time, there was no concept of clinical trials.
说，所以就没做临床。
So I didn't do the clinical trial.
后来又出了一款药呢，叫。
Later, another drug came out.
叫做 VC 银翘片。
Called VC Silver Willow Leaf.
1980年后才上市的这个呢属于复方药
This one, which was launched after 1980, is a combination medicine.
当时做过安全性和有效性测试
At that time, safety and efficacy tests were conducted.
没有做过
Haven't done it yet.
现在要求的多中心随机双盲临床试验
Currently, we require a multi-center, randomized, double-blind clinical trial.
因为这个属于老中药加老西药。
Because it is a combination of traditional Chinese medicine and Western medicine.
这两种药呢，都是经典老药啊。
These two medicines are classic old drugs.
新药属于 mix 版。
New drug belongs to the mixed version.
按照当时的规定啊。
According to the regulations at the time.
没有必要做临床试验。
There is no need to conduct clinical trials.
而且当时也没有相应的临床试验标准。
Moreover, there were no corresponding clinical trial standards at that time.
而2021年呢
And in 2021,
我们又出了一个银翘片啊。
We've released another silver-coated film.
叫做银翘清热片。
Called Silvergrass Clear Heat Patches.
这个是新药。
This is a new drug.
所以这个药上市的时候
So, when this medicine was launched,
可是做了整套的现代大临床啊。
But after doing a complete modern large-scale clinical trial,
多中心随机双盲
multi-center randomized double-blind
对照药多全有多全
How many different types of drugs are there?
这回我懂了。
Do you understand?
这期咱们说了中药。
This time, we'll talk about traditional Chinese medicine.
下期咱们找机会。
Next time, let's find an opportunity.
说是中医啊。
It's supposed to be traditional Chinese medicine.
点个关注再会。
Wait for the Chinese to disperse.